Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do. My, we're blessed again to come before you. We're just having a little difficulty with our president, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, Instagram. We're going to make it work in a minute, but I'm glad to come before you. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of an awesome show that deals with relationships, Dr. Lo Show. It's the real relationship talk show that truly, truly have no filters. And we're excited to come before you. We want you to be a part of the show tonight by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now make sure you get you online by identifying the last four digits of actually your location and go chat with Dr. Lewis. And from time to time, those guests that call in and those co-hosts that have time to be a part of, because we're remote and they're all over the country, they play a major part. On tonight, we have from time to time, we have Pastor Eddie Pratt, a relationship coach and strategist out of Dallas, Texas. We also have Tina Robinson, owner of My Own Truth. It's a ministry out in Oakland, California. She calls in and talks to us from time to time, share her thoughts. So we're excited whenever they're able to join us that they can be a part of it as well. You also can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. As well as if you want to email the show, you can at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Then you have an opportunity to check out our live broadcast. See, we're growing. Tomorrow will be our six-year anniversary. And we're excited about doing tonight's show as our pre-anniversary show. So we have a lot of prizes and a lot of giveaways we're going to have on tomorrow. But tonight we're just going to bring an awesome show to you. Now, if you want to check us out on Facebook, you have that opportunity. You can go to facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith, along with Instagram. We have two channels that's working right now. We just have one that's up in adjustment on the second one in a little bit. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Attorney Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma, chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, and we're glad to come before you and share this platform. It's an interactive platform. Then we also, on President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, which we're going to get up working in a minute, we're going to have to boot up again on that one. We'll make sure we get it once we get started with our show. We're excited to have two devices that's working in our favor. We were able to go live, and you can check us out at Dr. Lo Smith blog, then TikTok. We're excited about TikTok Live, and you check us out on Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. You can check us out. We're really excited by having the opportunity. Now, if you want to check us out on Twitter, you have that chance as well, where you can just communicate with us, talk with us. We post a lot of our shows on Twitter as well. That's at WBSW Radio. At Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number. At Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then you also have an opportunity to have plus published episode. We're glad to have a chance to do that because we're dating back to 2000. Tomorrow, the show, and it fell right in place on Wednesday. Our first show that we did back in 2017 was Real Sports Talk. And now it's Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. And it's 6 years later, and we've grown with a total of 15 total shows that we have, from relationship to just plain old life issues to sports, whatever it may be, we're glad to be able to come before you. We also want you to let you know that WVSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 40 countries. And we're so excited about coming before you tonight to talk about relationships. Genuine, authentic is a choice. And I just want you to think about it. Genuine and authentic is a choice. Are you going to be genuine or are you going to be authentic? Some people say they correlate and go along with each other, but I want you to think about that. We're going to talk about each one of them. We're going to talk about authentic, what it means in a relationship, how important it is. We're going to talk about how to create an authentic relationship as well as a connection. Then we're going to talk a little bit about genuine. How genuine are you in the relationship you're in now? If it's a marriage, if it's a situation, it's a casual relationship, a casual dating, or it's a hop around, however they call it, move around, and whatever it may be. Are you genuine? Are you a representative in that relationship? Or are you authentic enough to have a connection with someone? So being authentic with a genuine connection or being genuine with an authentic connection, however you want to be able to put that in the play. I want to give a shout out to Daryl Woods, number 24. Thank you, Daryl. We have several others joining us on TikTok. Thank you for each and every one of y'all. The lettering is so dark, I can't hardly see it. So I will give you a shout out as I can get up and see and make sure I call out each and every one of you all as well. We also want you to know that as we come before you, we're celebrating 6 years. This is a pre-anniversary, and tomorrow will be the anniversary. We have several prizes we will give away. We're still working on making sure we get those international hotel giveaways. If you want to be a part of the raffle tomorrow, we're going to start tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That's going to be the start of our show, our Wednesday night show, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We'll start at 7 o'clock for the first 30 minutes. We're going to give away some gift cards. We're going to give away some books. And then the second part after our show, which will be the last 30 minutes, from 8:30 to 9, we're going to make sure we give away some whole gift cards along with some hotel stays. We're still working to make sure we can put all that into play. We already have the gift card. We have the books, and we're going to get those to you or the hotel stay come to you. Names and ask you to turn your name in. This is how you do it. Send your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And we also ask if you feel comfortable enough, because we give love offerings. We send cash offerings to people through whether it's Cash App or if you have a PayPal or you have a Venmo or a Zelle, you have an opportunity to receive some cash from us. It doesn't matter whether your name is pulled or not. We make sure we send you cash. I've been getting a lot of requests as we talk about it, about sending, but we don't get your name, we don't get your Cash App, or we don't get your PayPal, or the Venmo, or the Zelle, you know, then we have a problem. Now, you need to send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So, truly, let's take advantage of this opportunity. I want to thank each and every one of those individuals joining us on Instagram, as well as with Facebook, and as well as Tumblr, and TikTok. Thank you so much for taking time. Now let's talk about our title, Relationships, Genuine and Authentic is a Choice. And I want you to think about that. In a relationship, should I be genuine? This is our 6-year anniversary. So we're coming at you at an opportunity to let you think about it. We're genuine. We're authentic. It was a choice for us to be this way. When we speak with you and share thoughts with you through each of our shows, we're being genuine as possible and authentic as we can be. It is by choice. So what are you doing? Are you genuine? Are you authentic? But both are. We're going to start off by looking at what does it mean to be authentic in a relationship. Before we do that, we want to play one of our sponsors' promotion or advertisement, because we have several sponsors that we have to give them credit for being a part of this, and we want to thank them for taking time to do this. So as I stroll through, make sure we get set up, I want to also work on my device to make sure it's working like it should. So as soon as we get started with our first promo, we want to make sure, move a little fast, and we slow down. This is the Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. The best Southern soul food, or the finest Southern foods you can ask for in South Central as well as South East South Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
We look forward to having you with us. We're so thankful for the opportunity. I just switched devices. So those individuals that was on the device in the lower level, now we're live on both of them. And Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and we're so glad to have this opportunity. Let's talk about what authentic means in a relationship. Please ask yourself and definition, because we have to be able to have an understanding of what certain words and how it applies. Let me give a shout out to Vic's Supper Club that's joining us. Thank you so much. We got several others who are going to be joining us. I see on quite a few joiners, but we just can't see their handles right now, but we will make sure we give them a shout out. Authentic relationship. That, because that's really important that you take time to think about what does authentic mean to you. Yes, you see, an authentic relationship begins when we reveal our true self to another person. That's authentic. My true self I'm presenting to you. And hopefully you can kind of accept who I am and whom I am. Give a shout out to J. Cole, 215, along with Christopher Bennett, 638, Sigma Attorney Incorporated, Jacob by Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama, the Financial Secretary, member of the board. Thank you so much, Brother Bennett. I'm sorry, Brother Pastor Bennett. Thank you so much. When we're talking about revealing our true self to another person, that takes a lot for us to do. Because when we're being authentic, we allow ourselves to become vulnerable. We're vulnerable and people can take advantage of your vulnerability. But truly, if you're really honest about being genuine and having the ability to accept the vulnerability, it allows us to better communicate with others. It allows us to interact with others. So in a relationship, you must have effective communication. So that means you must be genuine. You can't have effective communication if you're not willing to be authentic or genuine. If you want to interact with someone, you need to bring your best version of yourself, not your representative. A lot of times, individuals send their representatives, and you don't find out about those persons until 6 months to a year or 2 years later. But when you do find out, you know they're not genuine and they're not being authentic. Run as fast as you can. Do not stay there because it is not congruent to you to be there. Because what you're going to end up doing, you're going to be feeling that they have, you're going to be feeling that I'm giving my true self and they're not being honest with me. So we have to know where authentic feelings and thoughts come from the inner self. See, your inner self determines a lot of things. So your inside must be consistent with how we act and how we say things to others. That's being authentic in a relationship with a genuine connection. Your focus is communication effectively, interacting in a manner that you can be trustworthy, you can be honest. That's authentic. An amazing journey when you go into a relationship when the two people get together, because the process of you being authentic or genuine, you can grow closer through sharing emotions. One of the things that scare people off, I had a show last night talking about relationship fear, which is the acronym of fear to love. It's from relationship fear to love. Now, if you can control your emotional or have the ability to control your emotion, deal with the fears that you might have. And dreams. If you can do that, that will tell you why authentic is important to relationships, because what it does is build intimacy. So we know we always think about intimacy, we think about sex. That ain't what we always talk about. Intimacy would be to share your most important thoughts, your emotion. Share that you are fearful of not being successful. Sharing that I know if I'm with this person is authentic, I got hope. And then to share your dreams. That's how you build lasting love. That's why authentic, of being authentic, is important to your relationship. If your skill, ability to deal with the well-being in our life, as we know, is emotional well-being. Do you have the emotional ability to be in a relationship? Do you have the mental capacity to be successful in a relationship? Are you physically well enough? The wellness is important. Care yourself. Are you fit? These are things that are so important. And the next well-being is financial. You have to handle your finance. No one wants to go in a relationship with someone who have consumed all of their money. Prepare yourself to be financial so you can be into a relationship that's authentic, spiritual. Make sure you not just attend the church and go in the four walls, and when you come, you can do the things you were doing. Study the word. toss the word. Share the word. That way your spirit can grow and be at the capacity to be successful. Next segment, we're going to look at what are the characteristics of our authentic relationship. But we want to play our next promo. And it's good to have this organization as a part. I'm going to give a shout out to those individuals that have joined us. I want to thank this startup company that is so good to have them here. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. WBSWBO, the internet station. We're number one. We are supporters of Soap Gem by Grace. You can give Jennifer Jackson a call at 251-9-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer 1N Jackson or Charles Angel. You get a chance to communicate. DM that Jennifer and her team, and they can set you up with whatever needs. Give a shout out to 1993_Sigma, Brother Firebaby Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Firebaby Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we're glad to have you. Thank you, my brother. Also, again, we have over here, we have Zetas_Amikai or Iota Upsilon that's joining us. Thank you so much. And the Mikai of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're so glad to have you. We have many I can see up on that's pressing pretty hard on the visual end on Tumblr. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all joining us and being a part of it. I don't need to call all your names out, but thank you. There was someone that made a request that they want to become live, and they're going to talk about our relationship, genuine and authentic. I would like for you to see if that's a choice. I want to get your opinion. If you'll make that request again, I'll make sure I get you all live so you can talk with all of us and share your thoughts about authentic or genuine. A genuine authentic is a choice. Thank you so much for one of y'all being a part. The characteristics of an authentic relationship. And we like to walk through this process, not push through and just go directly to talking about the truth. We want you to hear what exactly is an authentic or genuine situation so you truly can take it and put it together and be able to respond in a manner in regards to your relationship. So, characteristics of a characteristic of an authentic. We're going to talk about genuine because, yes, they're closely related, but they're not the same. Transparency is the characteristic of an authentic relationship. Are you transparent? See, it's important. It is important. When you have an emotional conversation, so you leave with interaction without resentment. Last night we talked about fear. We broke fear down to the acronym of F-E-A-R, frightened, fragile. E, which is emotional intelligence or the emotional. A is attitude and argumentative. And then we also have, and I see it, I'm going to get you on, is that ocean and wig. I'm going to give you an opportunity. Give me a minute to get to you. And the R is resentment. And that's what we're talking about as a character. Transparency allows you to be real. See, that way you can be clear about your feelings. And you can talk about your feelings with your partner. See, in addition to being an active listener, it builds authentic connection. See, if you're able to be honest and direct and still remain respectful, is a way that you truly can demonstrate that you're hearing the other person. And while I'm talking, I want to give an invite to that person. Want them to come on. If they want to come on, I'd like to have them on. It don't look like I can get them the press to get them there. But we're going to continue to make your request, and we're going to get you on. So remember, building an authentic connection, you must be genuine. You must be authentic. The question is it a choice? In relationships, we have to always remember authentic relationship begins when we reveal our true self to another person. Now, I always share with individuals because there's no shame in my game. I'm the best version of myself. So what I do, I go to Townsend and I try to work on me so I can be the best version. So I can be the best spouse in my marriage. So I can be the best person that I'm capable of being. And the reason I truly do that is because I want to be true to myself and true to others. I want to be able to reveal the true self. See, one thing about it, when you prepare, have a plan of action, have a purpose, you can have an outcome. And you need all the help you can get to be authentic. You must be your true self. And a lot of times that means being genuine and vulnerable in our communication interaction. We have to also remember the willingness and the eagerness to be challenged. See, authentic is being real. Challenge whether I'm authentic or not. I challenge myself to be true to myself. I want to be the best version of myself. So I assess myself every day. I have the pros and cons of what happened the day before. And I look at it and see how I can be the best version of myself. So I'm willing and eager to challenge myself. You should be too as well. If you are authentic or genuine, which is a choice, you should want to challenge yourself. See, willingness is not to be in a denial or in resistance. So when we talk about being authentic, it's being willingness, or willing to do whatever it needs to be the best version of yourself. You just can't do it if you're holding back, or you're in a place of denial, or you resisting what's going on. See, willingness, sad, and scared surface come into place. When I'm mad, I'm angry, that emotion, I'm in my feelings, I'm sad because things are not going my way. And then I put myself in a scared place. I have to be willing to remain humble. This is how you find out how genuine your mate is. Are they humble? Willing to recognize and own my place of privilege. I'm willing to recognize and own my place. I operate in a rarefied air where 20% of the population operates. That's because I am prepared. I have a plan of action. I know my purpose. I'm going to get a favorable outcome because I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to be willing to be authentic in the relationship. I own my place. You own your place. Give a shout out to Classic _ Zeta _ Lady. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. Humbled to be in your presence. All of you all, thank you for taking time. The next thing that's so important when you're talking about willingness, see, authentic is being, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to be vulnerable. I'm willing to be genuine. I want to make sure we're communicating and interacting at the greatest level. I want us to be real with each other. Are you real? Do you operate with realness? Or you operate through a recording? Do you understand your place of privilege? See, when you have willingness to be on the journey of growth, see, authentic and genuine, a genuine relationship is all about the journey of growth, learning, and change for life. That's willingness. I'm on the journey of life. I'm on a journey for change in my life. I'm on a journey for learning. I'm on a journey to growth. And we have to keep that in mind. You have to ask yourself, genuine and authentic is a choice, especially in your relationship. Many of us fail our relationship because we're not ready to be genuine. We're not ready to be vulnerable. We're not ready to get an authentic connection. We're not ready to demonstrate the true self. We just want to play like I'm waiting for someone, but you build by doing what's right. You plan, you prepare, and that's building by doing what's right. If you're not authentic, you can't sit around and wait till the person that you think that's coming to you, you still have the baggage of not doing it. You have to do it. You have to be authentic. You have to be genuine. And you have to definitely be willing, even when I'm not ready to be heard. You know, I sent listen to some content. It's amazing. People will ask questions, and the content creator would try to give them an answer. They just keep talking. So that means that you're not an active listener, and you don't want to be. Because the truth of the matter, you know the question you ask is not a genuine question. So you try to deflect from what's going on. Are you that in a relationship? You know, I'm a person that's I'm all about the 3 L's in my life, and then all my years as an educator, as an administrator, now working on a college campus, I'm all about being fair, and have a little fun, being telling jokes and being funny every now and then. Those 3 L's works in my life. And those P's that are so important to me is prepared, plan, have a purpose, and have a favorable outcome. You have to have something in your life that puts you in rarefied air. Everybody don't operate in that air. And everybody shouldn't be. Because what is going to be at the top never should be brought down to average. Being authentic and genuine puts you in a rarefied air. You have to do some other things. You got to be willing to be an active listener, even though you might not like what somebody is saying. Your willingness to be honest and trusting. One, and authentic is a choice. We want you to be a part of the show, and we'll come back to that point by calling in. The call-in number is 347 877-419-2. Press 1. I'm going to make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location, and you can chat with Dr. Loiza D. Smith on the Dr. Lo Show, the real relationship talk show with no filter. We're going to give you like it is. Like the IS is. We're going to do it like you said the old way. We're going to share it with you. You might not like what we're saying. But in a healthy relationship, the characteristic or trait is self-love. See, how can you be willing to be in a relationship, a genuine and authentic relationship, when you don't love yourself? The second one is honesty. Are you ready to be honest with yourself? Check yourself and say, I need to check my saying. I don't want to hear and want nobody to tell me that, so why am I telling someone else? See, we have to check ourselves or we'll be by ourselves. Trustworthy. If you can't trust yourself to go somewhere and not allows you to be authentic, it allows you to be able to communicate effectively, allows you to interact with others. See, a relationship is based on your interaction skills. Some people are not fit for relationship. We had a show on that recently, relationship, are you fit? You're not fit because you know what? You don't listen. You're not an active listener. You can't interact. You're frightened of failing, or fragile, and don't want to fail, or emotional frantic. They go crazy. Oh, no. We created an entire group of people that we just give them everything. When you said no, they'll go ballistic. We need to work this out. Be authentic. And another word that relates to relationship and healthy relationship or trait is commitment. See, in an authentic relationship, you got to be willing to be committed. You need to be grounded and have integrity. The willingness is a word that goes along with characteristics of a healthy relationship. Consistency is another word. Compromise is another word. This is the characteristics of an authentic relationship, but it's a characteristic of a healthy relationship. It's a characteristic of a life where you can be successful in life. Truly, you need to make sure you check yourself before you be by yourself. And that's something we ought to take time to talk about. Our next sponsors, we want to give them a chance to share with you.
All existing business who has suffered from COVID-19 and need funds to help with daily operations, like payroll, rent, mortgage, and utilities. Call William Scott at 334-320-5438.
Give Mr. William Scott a call, Tri-Stat LLC. Check him out, and that number again is 334, and make sure I get it right, 320-5438. 334-320-5438. Give Mr. William Scott a call, Tri-Stat LLC. Also, his consulting firm also work with you if you've been awarded a grant and you need someone to help administrate that grant, whether you're a government agency or you're a local business or a mom-and-pop business or just one owner. You know, you have an opportunity to work with somebody who can get your grant paperwork together and be ready to help you present. grant paperwork to those representatives. That's truly, truly what William Scott can do. Just give him a call. That's TriStat LLC. We thank him for being a part of this and really, really sharing some of the resources that he has. A lot of our hotel stays, Mr. William Scott at TriStat, put us in a position to give away to you. And we thank you so much, Mr. Scott, and we thank each and every one of you all for being a part and sharing and taking up your time, because your time is important, and we do know that. So we do thank each and every one of y'all for doing that. We want to move forward on our topic, and it's about creating how to. You want to know how to create authentic relationships and connection. You might ask yourself, what are you talking about? See, authentic relationship involve being close, supported, and nurtured. That the quality of our relationship is directly linked to our happiness. Joy can replace that. Our well-being, being, and our self-esteem, our love. Unfortunately, a lot of us go through childhood. And it can impede our ability. See, it can not to reach our greatest point. It impedes our ability to create and maintain healthy, authentic relationships. See, when you go through this as a child, you see some dealing even with your parents getting to adulthood. You've been traumatized and you never seek help. And you bring that in there, because I saw a show the other day, content on television, one of the court shows, where the young lady didn't even know them. They just was at a party. She didn't know them, but she went to the hospital with her niece, and the niece was delivering a baby, and a lady was delivering a baby, and the guy that was there looked like the husband of a person that was at the party, and she was spreading the rumors. She typed it up. She sent it to, you know, on Facebook or something. She sent it with three friends. And the thing about it, that means her biggest thing, the reason why I did it was because my dad did that to my mom. And I'm still caring. But you should be as a child. You saw things as a child. You should still be caring things as an adult. What you saw as a child dealing with your parents or your uncles or your cousins. If you do, get some help. That's all we say. Seek the help so you can heal. You want to be in an authentic relationship that gives you the connection so you can move forward. See, that healing process is so important. Do it on your own. You were the one who drove the car in the ditch. It was amazing. Talking to my wife, she was talking about the rural area up in Georgia where she grew up and the place she come through, and she said how you can roll off and go off and because the shoulders were so low, you can go off and embankment and people may find you a couple of days. See, if you drive a ditch, call in a ditch, you can't get the car. You have to call a wreck. So if you drive your life over in a ditch, you got to get somebody to come and pull you out and help you. That's why you must seek counseling. You must seek a therapist to help you. You can go to betterhelp.com. Type it in and you can find one. They'll provide one for you. Because you must get yourself healthy. You must heal. Because the healing process involves things like practicing compassion. The healing process allow you to be able to forgive, forgiveness. The healing process allows you to have acceptance. And that, and each one of those will be for others and for yourself. Nothing in a relationship or authentic or genuine relationship unless you heal. It's impossible. Please do not go out here into this dating world or And decide to get a relationship when you never heal. You're going to make a mess of it. You're going to be angry when you come out of it. Somebody did something to you. But you did it to yourself. You was healed. You couldn't be authentic. You couldn't be genuine. You let's think about relationship and the representative in. And they really show themselves, but you don't see it because right now you got rose-colored glasses on. And you can't see them and what they're doing because you're trying to see the best. See people for who they are and who they are. That question you should ask. That's why you have to be intentional when you go dating. You have to be intentional. Let it be known if you're going to get a relationship, what the outcome you want. If you don't say nothing about it, don't complain about it later on. It was so amazing. I watched a divorce court, one of the shows that give them the fall, and they was talking about this young lady. She was about 10 years older than the young man, and she was suing him because he didn't ask her to marry. And she was wanted to have a baby, and she already had three adult children, and she was looking, and she was reaching 42, getting that danger zone, where, you know, because she was not genuine, and he was not genuine, because he said he wanted one, but he was 32, and he had time. See, a man mature differently from a woman. We have to know that. See, at 21, a woman. A value, a sexual market value is great. A man's not. At 25, a woman's SMB is great. At 30, it begins to even out just a little bit. Woman is still ahead of a man. But when he gets to 35, a man begins to hit his stride. So this young man was only 34 years old. She was, like I said, 10 years, she was 44, I think. 42, 44, he may have been 32. It was 10 years different. And it wasn't genuine because she wanted to have a baby. He said that he was thinking about it, but he really found out he didn't want to have it through research, like people like going through people's phone, saw she had a conversation with one old friend saying that she had a tooth tie. That's lying. See, people vulnerable. He was not being honest neither. They're not compatible. Don't try to make yourself compatible with people who are not genuine or authentic. Don't do it. Because when you're talking about forgiveness, it's hard to forgive. Not only that person that you dealt with, it's the people in your future. Compassion. You won't have no compassion, you have anger. You're always upset about stuff. One of the fears in a relationship, fear in that acronym of fear is truly anger. Attitude. Being arguing. Be careful how you don't be real. You want a connection that's authentic. You can only build that connection by looking at those various characteristics that makes a healthy relationship grow, allow you to learn. Self-love, honesty, trustworthy, communication, commitment, willingness, compromise, conflict resolution. All of that puts you in a position. You need to make sure you get yourself in order before you go into this relationship. If you're not going to be genuine and you're not going to be authentic, don't go with it. Don't do it. It's not good for either you or that person. Y'all never reach your goal because you'll be left with challenging systems. See, when you go authentic, you can feel and recognize with whether it's you as a person. You could share what's so important You can share our understanding. You can not only does it mean to trust, it also builds the relationship. So it's a solid trust foundation that you can open or have open and honest conversation. That's what you want to be able to do. Do not come here playing games. The choice to be authentic is the choice to be genuine. See, a genuine relationship, it means people try to understand each other. There's no empathy gap. They listen to each other and try to see the holistic picture. Not the tunnel vision, but the holistic willingness to be honest and forthcoming. The ultimate focus of a genuine relationship or authentic relationship should not be the words you say, but the action you perform. We're calling on you in regards to genuine and authentic relationship is not talk about it. Be about it. Don't talk the talk. Be ready to walk the walk. Make sure we're going to play our next promo. It's so good to be able to give this organization a shout out because they are advertising with us, and we're so glad to have them. One of our co-hosts on our tomorrow show, which is a Wednesday night sports show, none other than L&T Star Work Launch Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
The shout out to L&T Starwood Lawn Service, LLC in South Central Alabama. Thank you so much for purchasing the opportunity to advertise it with our broadcast network. Thank you so much. And y'all continue to do what you're doing. They are the manicure expert, and they can get your lawn perfectly, remove logs, trees, trash, whatever you need, they can do it. But call Anthony Stallworth, Anthony Stallworth at 334-300-7401, or go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stallworth, and you can DM. Let me give Blue Magic 1512, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we have Big Trey Eldar Real Sigma. Number 5 8 Sigma Fraternity. I appreciate you, bro. I know we have our own word that we want to put in there, but I'm working through it. I really want to make sure. I apologize if I ain't right, but thank you so much. Blue Magic, thank you so much. This Blue Magic out of the state of Florida, put a thumbs up, send a heart, let me know you're out of the state of Florida. And truly, I want to thank you for being a part of it and being a part of what we're doing tonight. Let's look at, in conclusion of how to tell if a relationship is genuine. What you have to do is assess sincerity. act by speaking louder than words. That's how you know a relationship is genuine. That's how you know. Next title and topic we want to talk about is what are the signs you're in a relationship with a really genuine person, with a real genuine person. You have to keep in mind that you have to notice their words and actions align perfectly. See, their words and actions align. Because, see, a genuine person just don't talk the talk. As I said earlier, they also walk the walk. If they say they're going to do something, they say, I'm going to be consistent, and consistency is the key. They're not just talking about it. They're also comfortable enough to show vulnerability. Comfortable enough to show vulnerability. And they really believe and feel that trust, something that builds effortless time. Trust in something. And you can build from that. You go into overtime. Truly is your commitment. It's how consistent are you. See, a consistent person or a genuine person, they don't have time to celebrate failure. They celebrate success. And they don't have any jealousy or competition. So when somebody want to compete with you, they're insecure and they're jealous of what you have and what you're doing. Some people are going to get the pat on the back when you may not get it. A genuine person extends courtesy, not just in the early stage of the relationship, but consistently throughout healthy relationship. A genuine person excels at it as well as show affection, appreciation. See, a genuine partner understands the importance of quality time. You all spend together. They other priorities over you. Being in a relationship with a genuine person doesn't mean losing your individuality. See, that's the biggest fear of most people now. I'm going to lose my individuality. You know, you brought it in there, you always going to leave it. But it's all right to make adjustments. If you operate paying 100% with one person, now you have someone else with you. You got to understand it's two person now. You're not losing your individuality. That's what we have to do. A genuine person know that. See, they're going to celebrate with you. They're going to encourage you. They want to see personal growth, and they want to see passion. They want to see that out of you. They're going to celebrate with you. This leads us to how to build a genuine relationship. There are five ways to build a genuine relationship. We want you to be a part of the call by calling in, a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location, you chat with Dr. Elizabeth Smith on the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. You also can check us out on Instagram. We have two devices working. We have President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Thank you for those who joined us on President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Thank you so much. Facebook.com Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith. On that's to check us out on TikTok. And you can do that by going to Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith. You can do what we're doing, and you can be a part of it on several networks. That's why we're so excited on this pre-anniversary of stating and letting you know, rejoiceful. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first network to put all the social media sites and broadcast each one of them that reaching on Blog Talk Radio out of New York, 40 countries, and many others that's part of social media network. Thank you so much. Thank you for being supportive for these 6 years. We ask you to continue to support us in the future. We have an awesome show planned for tomorrow. We'll get back building a successful relationship or a strong relationship, a healthy relationship. But we have a show starting at 7. We'll be giving away prizes and books and various giveaways. Have our show from 7:30 to 8:30 and come back in the last 30 minutes, give away more prizes and more books. We're also working on giving away some international trips. We'll have our sponsors to let us know where we'll be and what position we're going to be in tomorrow. We talked about it, and we're pressing to have to pay for your hotel stay. If your name come out of the raffle, now you need to send me your name along with a cash app. You need to send that too. If you want to be part of the giveaway, I see your name. You need to come in after I share it. Send me your name along with one of the means of transaction. If you don't want to send one of the means of transaction, just send your name. But if you want to be a part of our cash offering, love offering we give to individuals, you need to send us your name along with the four means of transaction. Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. And that's the LorendaDSmith15@gmail.com. That's LORENZA, D as in David, SMITH, 15@gmail.com. We truly want to be a part of our anniversary celebration tomorrow. So be with us tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. and we'll be doing our Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, which our original show was Real Sports Talk. And that was back on September 27, 2017. This is how you build a genuine relationship, which will be a strong, healthy relationship. Have open and honest communication. See, good relationship relies on good communication. Whether it's face-to-face, on the telephone, by email, on the laptop, on the iPad, send a bird, a pigeon, the carrier message, put it in a bottle, whatever it is, your people skills. See, we have people skills. That means our ability to relate to others and get along and interact with others. We wonder why we can't have a successful relationship, because we can't relate to the people we're trying to have a relationship with. We can't get along with them because we have so many things that are going on with us. Our relationship skills are damaged because what we were in 5 years, 2 years, 1 year ago, we're angry, we're grieving, we're so emotional, we're depressed. All this going on, you expect to be in a relationship. Develop your people skills. Develop emotional ability to get along with individuals. Respect and appreciate others. You have to respect people. You can't be in a relationship with me and disrespect me. I don't need to be in a relationship with you and disrespect you. And if I can't appreciate you for who you are and whom you are, then I don't need to be in a relationship with you. So you need to check yourself. Take just these ones I'm sharing and put a check on. Is this you? You'll know how you stand in your relationship. And you can be genuine if you can meet all five of them, not four of them. I can meet all five of them. I'm sharing five with you tonight. Accept, support, and be supported. I got this. I don't need nobody. Good thing, I don't need no man. I can do it by myself. Yes, you can do bad by yourself. You can be alone and die by yourself, too. You have to get yourself, you have to develop your people skills, your relationship skills. You need help? Seek healing through counseling and therapy. Accept and support people giving you. And then be supportive of others. And be positive. That's very important. Be positive. Last thing we want to focus on as we get ready to close out, just to remind you, make sure you register by typing your name on either one of the social media sites, because you got areas to come in. And I'll get your name off and place you into our raffle for our gift cards, our books that we have, our hotel stay that we're praying that we have 3 or 4 international tomorrow. If not, we're working on at least one of them, and possibly 2 of them that we know we'll have. Trying to get 3. Then we're going to have other giveaways dealing with here nationally on the continental of the United States. You got so many choices. You got so many opportunities. Be a part of this. We want you to be a part of this. So make sure you plan to be with us tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We're going to talk on sports, but we're going to give away some prizes. We're going to give away some gifts. Be here. Experience the 6th anniversary of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1. The last thing is, discuss the difference between authentic and genuine relationships. See, relationships are precious connections that enrich our lives, especially our romantic partnership. Even though, no matter how fast it is, some things are genuine. We want all things to be authentic. That's the key. Because it allows us to reveal our true self and foster trust, acceptance, and understanding. See, being authentic creates openness, emotional intimacy, nurturing a strong bond. That's what being authentic tells you. You must be able to develop your authentic ability to operate in a relationship, which requires self-reflection. I just told you that. Take the 5 things I just shared about building a genuine relationship into a pro and con. And I'll repeat them as we get ready to close out. See, courage. That's what an authentic relationship requires. Vulnerability involves exploring your beliefs. Communicating openly with people. Building respect. As well as valuing your partner, being able to cultivate being authentic brings about self-discovery, brings about growth and love. That's what it does. I really hate when people try to call in here and think what they're doing is a little bit more important than what we're doing. Thank you so much. So just keep that in mind. If you want to be in an authentic relationship, you must be able to cultivate. You must be able to be prepared to self-discover. You got to be prepared to grow. You have to be prepared to love. That's why you must plan, prepare, plan, have a purpose, have a favorable outcome. That will happen for you if you do it the right way. When you're authentic in a relationship, it's going to occur. Authenticity, if you want to say, occurs when both parties are honest and genuine with each other. Both parties understand no one is perfect. We are imperfect people. But they are willing to accept each other flaws and come to a fruitful and positive compromise. You must ask yourself, as well as your partner, do you have a genuine connection or an authentic relationship? So it's a choice. You choose to take advantage. Quickly, I'm going to go back and share that list that I wanted you to take, those signs of building a way to build a strong relationship or relationship for a common. Develop people skills. Skills, they call them, pro or con. Respect and appreciate others, pro or con. Accept support and be supportive, pro or con. Be positive, pro or con. Check off who you check off all five of them at pro, great. You're moving in the right direction. But be honest. Give a choice. Our last advertisement that we want to play is that truly our partnership. We're partnered with others of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And they have a promo. They have a something that they share as their motto for the chapter. We're going to play the promo first.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Shout out to brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, Alabama, as they their motto that they live by, and they says they're going to follow. We're the most progressive Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. With a radio station, WBSW, the internet station, we're number one, that taking the social media by storm, taking the world by storm. Thank you so much, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. And we want you to join us tomorrow. Tomorrow's our anniversary. We're going to have a little libation along as we talk a little sports. But we're going to be giving away many prizes, gift cards, hotel stays, books. And we're going to move forward. So we can be sure. But the only way you can be a part of that, I need to have your name. You can email it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you have the number, text me. The office number is 334-467-7261. Text me your name. And if you want to receive a love offer, varies from 20 to whatever amount that we want to give out at that time. Send us one of the means of transaction we have, we're working through. That's PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and Zelle. Send it to us. text it to the office. We truly thank you for being a part of this tonight. Hopefully we was able to decide whether we're going to be genuine or authentic. What would I like to say? You're going to be authentic in the relationship with a genuine connection. Those are choices. That's how they tie up with each other. Give a shout out to the Koreans. Dot Sigmas. Thank you, brothers over in Korea. So you know we already been heard in Korea, and that's South Korea. Thank you so much, my brothers. You're one of those countries over there in Korea that's listening. We thank you for joining us tonight. And I tell you, it's been awesome. God has been so good. I said 6 years. His vision came. I was living in South Florida down at Sunrise, which is in the Sawgrass, part of used to be Fort Lauderdale, but they carved out a community, the state of Sunrise down there. And I had an arresting with this relationship 201, I believe, talk show, Ms. Tanisha Simpkins. I give her a shout out because she got me started in it, and I thank her very much. She's a producer, my first producer of our first show. Thank you so much, Tanisha Simpkins. She's making things happen there herself. Instagram, you can go and type in Tanisha Simpkins, and you can, you know, she works, and she works with artists. She does, and I thank you so much for being here. There are many guests that came on, but our first two guests, I got to give a shout-out to those individuals, and that was Latay Pickett. And she split the hour with Alicia Rutter, and they talked about two different areas, and they were one of our first guests. And I thank you all. You are the foundation that kicked this off, and I want to give you the true recognition. Thank you so much. So join us tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m., which is a little earlier, 30 minutes earlier on our show on Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, and we're going to give away some prizes. We're going to have a little fun. We're going to play a little music. We're going to just kind of enjoy ourselves for the 30 minutes. Then we'll get with our show. Then we'll come back at the 8:30 hour, which is 9:30 Eastern Time. The next 30 minutes will take us to 9 or 10 on the East Coast, and we're going to give away some more prizes. Just have a giveaway. Have a ball. Thank everyone of you all for taking time to be here. You know, I'll be remiss. My many individual Thomas and the Hounds that have ever, thank you so much. And I want to give a shout out to Kyle. Thank you for joining us. And it looked like Derek. It looked like Touchtone, Lydia Hart, and try to see a couple more here. It looked like Shelly, E, Mastiff, thank you. And there's many others. I just like able to call all of them out right now. I love each and every one of them because we're down to about 7 minutes. And it was an hour and a half show tonight. From our heart. Truly from our heart. And as we get ready to close out, I want everybody to know that God has been so good to us. And I play this song a lot. It is really indicative of what we're trying to do. We are truly, truly, and it's entitled, this is it. This is us. We're coming to you. And I want to make sure I get to it. I think I may have just passed it. I'm moving so fast. That's a thin line. I thought I was at it, but I'm going to take a minute so that I can find that. But I want to be able to play it. It's not our KD other song that we have. Okay. Come on, man. I'm just passing by. Yeah, it looks like I'm not going to be able to find it in the one I wanted to play. But we will find something to play as we close out. We'll go with something that we don't want to rise to, we want to play it. And we're going to tell you really, really all right. We want to continue to get it. And we want whatever we want, we're going to work hard to do that. We don't want to rise to the music. But finally, I want us to take an opportunity to think about this. There were some weapons formed against us, but they didn't prosper. We're still here 6 years later. We don't want to rise to the music, but we want to play it.
Baby, yeah. Woo! Back again.
That's right.
Luda.
Feel it.
Get meaner and meaner each time, baby. Feeling real good, too.
Holla at him.
What up, Uncle Faith? Yeah. I'm a bull in this industry, man. Some would rather run down and get one cow.
Nah.
I think I'd rather walk down and get them all. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm never going nowhere, so don't try me. My music sticks in fans' veins like an ivy. Flow poison like ivy, cold and grimy. Already offers on my sixth album for labels trying to sign me. Respected highly, hi Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well, kiss the plane up and the wifey. Drove through the window, the industry supersized me. Now the girls see me in the rivers, what they cry me. I'm on the rise, so many people despise me. Got party ammunition for those trying to survive.